The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Are we the Zohar Daf Lamed? I wanted to speak about the inyan of Yayin Mevushal. It speaks about it in today's blot. And it's a very negedic inyan, because people by simchas use yayin mevushal, with the goyish waiters they use pasteurized wine. So it's very important to know the sugya and understand the different sfaras that are given for the heter of yayin mevushal, so we could know whether or not pasteurized wine is included in yayin mevushal. The Gemara says yayin mevushal ein boi mishum yayin nasach. So there's a big shaila in the Rishonim. Why is it the Yayin Mevushal does not have a problem of Yayin Nesach? Some Rishonim learn that the whole problem of wine that a goy touched is because of the fact that we're afraid that the goy put aside that wine for Avodah Zarah, and by touching it and moving it, he served the Avodah Zarah. So if so, then we can understand very easily that the heter of Yayin Mevushal is because a goy would never serve such wine for his Avodah Zarah. However, other Rishonim take the position that although wine is only Aser Banah because we're afraid that the goy served it for his Avodah Zarah, but even without that Cheshash, the wine would be Aser Bashtiyah because of a problem of intermarriage. We're afraid of intermarriage, and therefore we say that Yid is not allowed to drink wine that a goy touched. Therefore, the Rishonim say different reasons why Yayin Mevushal does not have this problem. L'chayr, Yayin Mevushal should have the same problem. The Rosh says that the reason is because Yayin Mevushal is not Shchiach. In those days, it was not Shchiach to have Yayin that was cooked. And therefore, the Chachamim were not Gezer on the Mosul of Shchicha. The Rashba says that the reason is because Yayin Mevushal has a different shame, it has a different name. It's not called regular wine, it's called Yayin Mevushal. And the gzera that the Chacham made applied only to regular wine and not to wine with the special name of Yayin Mevushal. According to this, the Achronim have a discussion whether or not wine that was pasteurized also has a din of Yayin Mevushal or not. There are a number of differences between wine that's pasteurized and regular wine. There's a number of reasons why pasteurized wine should not have a din of Yayin Mevushal, and we'll try to discuss all the reasons and what the Achronim say about it. Ramesh Feinstein writes in a tshuva, he assumes that pasteurized wine certainly does have a din of Yayin Mevushal, and Mamela, there's no din of Yayin Nesach when it comes to pasteurized wine. However, a number of Achronim bring up a number of chashashas. One of the Achronim is the Minchas Yitzchak. He brings down that there's a question about how much bishul has to be done to the wine in order to accomplish that the wine should be considered yayin mevushal. Some rishonim say that the amount of bishul has to be that it should be heated up. It should be arsiach. It should be bubbling. Ramosha writes in the tshuva that bubbling doesn't mean bubbling. It means yatzei ledesvay. The Minchas Yitzchak seems to accept that also. However, that sheet is brought down by the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shach brings down the sheet of the Ran in the name of the Ramban, who says that it's not enough that the wine should be bubbling. We need to also have that some of the wine cooked out, that the volume of the wine became diminished because of the cooking. That is not so pashut, because when we're discussing pasteurized wine, sometimes the process of pasteurization does not allow any of the wine to cook out, because it's pasteurized in a tightly sealed area where none of the wine can actually escape. So the Minchas Yitzchak requires, in order to be to satisfy the opinion of the Shach and the name of the Ramban, he requires that the wine be allowed to cook out, and he says that it's enough if the wine cooks out because of an artificial reason, not necessarily only because of the heat. A person is allowed to create a vacuum so that less heat will be required to cook out the wine. However, there are another two pikpukim on the pasteurized wine, why it may not be considered to have the heter of Yayin Mevushal. Both Ramosha and Minchas Yitzchak assume that the following pekukim are not true. However, other Achronim bring them up. Shlomo Zalman and Minchas Shlomo writes that he holds that there's a very, very big problem with considering pasteurized wine to be Yayim Avushal. Since Yayim Avushal, it's clear from the Yerushalmi and the Paiskim, it's clear that the Yayim Avushal had a very different taste than regular wine. And the pasteurized wine does not have a different taste. Why? Because in the olden days, when they used to cook wine, they used to cook it in a pot, on a fire. And the heat of the fire would cause the alcohol to dissipate. And when the wine loses its alcohol, the taste changes. But whereas with pasteurized wine, the way that the pasteurization process is accomplished, they ascertain that none of the alcohol will escape, because they want to preserve the taste of the wine. So although Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down that mumchim, that wine connoisseurs will be able to differentiate between pasteurized wine and wine that was not pasteurized, nevertheless, that a small percentage of the population that's able to differentiate between the two types of wine would not be enough to consider to have a different taste. And since we see that in the times of the Gemara and the Rishonim, Yayim Mevushal had a different taste than regular wine, so we could say that the reason that the Rishonim give, for example, the reason of the Rosh, who says that, the reason of the Rashbu, who says that Yayim Mevushal has a different shame, it's called Yayim Mevushal, it's not called Yayim Stam, that might not apply to pasteurized wine. Since the taste of pasteurized wine is so similar to the taste of regular wine, it could be that it won't get its own name, and since people won't refer to it differently, therefore it would be included in the original Gzeira. Also, the Chiluk of the Rosh. He says, even though nowadays pasteurized wine is shchiach, it's more matzli than Yayim Mevushal was probably in the times of the Gemara, that itself wouldn't be an issue, because although it is more shchiach, nevertheless, we would say that since Chacham weren't geizer in it, so we have no right to assume that the Gzeirah should apply to that, if at the time of the Gzeirah wouldn't apply to that type of wine. However, since the reason why the wine was not shchiach in that time was because it had a different taste, it could be that the Chacham only excluded wine that has a different taste, and because of that is less shchiach. But wine that has the same taste and is shchiach, we have no right to say that the Chacham would have excluded it from the Gzeirah. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. However, like we saw, Rav Moshe and the Minchas Yitzchak both didn't accept this argument, because they don't even bring it up, but they seem to assume that pasteurized wine would have a din of Yayim Mevushal, even though the taste doesn't change. Rav Yashiv I saw brought down, also he says that pasteurized wine is not considered Yayim Mevushal. He goes with the svara that Rav Shlomo Zalman mentioned in passing, that since Lamaisa, there's a ribuy of pasteurized wine nowadays, therefore we say that it's shchiach, and according to the reason of the Rosh, pasteurized wine should not be excluded the way Yayim Mevushal was excluded. And one more point that Rav Shlomo Zalman also makes is that he would not accept the argument of the Minchas Yitzchak, who said that since that in a case where none of the wine cooks out, you wouldn't satisfy the issue of the shach. So for that, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that we're not makbid that the wine should actually cook out. As long as the heat applied to the wine would be enough to generally cause the wine to cook out and to cause the volume of the wine to diminish a little bit, that it would be enough, even though practically it didn't cook out because of the fact that the area where it was being cooked was sealed so well that it was impossible for any of the wine to cook out. Nevertheless, that would not be an issue, and these Rishonim would agree, the name of the Ramban would agree, and the Shach would agree that is considered Yayim Mevushal even though nothing cooked out.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.